Welcome back to The Pulse with me, Ofnir Ting and Daryl Ong. You just heard another track, this time from Australia. It's rapper Baro Sura together with producer Silent J with Good Morning.
Yeah, up next we have a guest in the studio. We're going to be speaking to homegrown R&B funk soul singer, songwriter Saint Kylo, who just dropped his debut single. It's called Bad Bad. You might recognize him and his voice from his time as the frontman of nine-man band Riot Jones. But now he's stepping out on his own, crafting a sound that's a balance mix between dance floor ready funk, soul, and hip hop.
He's on the line with us right now to tell us more. Hey man, welcome to the show.
Hey man, what's up? What's good? Thank you for having me.
So Bad Bad is your debut single, but it's technically not your first release, right? As you were featured on Ice Sky's Walk 2 album, this is back in 2020, for the track Cereal and Milk. Would you consider that song a teaser to your solo sound a good 2 years before Bad Bad?
Yeah, I think it definitely is. When we recorded the song, I was still with my old band, Riot Jones. I used to play with them. And I think that was like the first foray into doing things in a more solo direction. So I think Cereal Milk would come to define a lot of where I would take this new sound. More of a modern touch to like something funky, something soulful, a bit more of a hip-hop touch to it, a lot more rap in it. So yeah, I think in terms of sound, being a solo act right now just gives me a lot more room to experiment. And I've always been the type of artist to experiment with my sound, especially with older projects and the current stuff that I haven't released yet. It's like I'm going through a multitude of genres. And for me, it's whatever feels right, then that's what I'm going to do. I never particularly want to pigeonhole myself into any particular genre of choice or the type of artist that I am. I want to test all waters. I want to push myself in many different fields or sides of music and make people feel a whole bunch of stuff, you know what I mean? So yeah, being Saint Kylo right now, it's given me so much room to experiment and explore. And yeah, I'm lucky with that.
Yeah, because talking about solo versus being a band, right? Your previous band, Riot Jones, has 9 members, which meant that, you know, each decision-making process, we need to go through all 9 members. And basically, you all had to be on the same page, right? Sounds like you definitely do have a lot of freedom now. If you decide to go a different genre tomorrow, you can just do it.
Yeah, I think the workflow is a lot better. With that project, I started the project and I was heading it. But again, you would still have to negotiate with all the other members, get everybody's timing and making sure everybody's free on the same dates to record and whether everybody wants to do the same things. And it slows down the process so much. And I think going solo has given me the opportunity to get work out at a pace where I'm comfortable with, because I like working fast. I like the no frills, the no nonsense. I like experimenting. I like trying things. So I think being able to do that right now is freed me up so much that I'm willing to push boundaries even further with my music in terms of my sound. I'm willing to take more risks. Yeah, I like the freedom a lot more. I think coming out of that whole project, I was afraid, because I think you tend to get comfortable having a team with you, like on stage, like a constant team, and making decisions together. But I think coming out, it took me out of my comfort zone. It gave me a sense of space where I could just let loose and learn to trust myself. And I think that's the best thing to come out of it. And I think there's no looking back.
Yeah, there's a 2-year gap, right, between the release of Cereal and Milk and Bad Bad. Why was it so important for you to really take your time before the official release for Bad Bad?
Okay, to be honest, I know that my biggest asset of me as a performer is my live shows. And I didn't want to release something during the lockdown because I could not back it up and take it on stage. For me, that is the testing ground for it. Anything. I want to test my music in front of an audience, see what their reaction is, and then decide from there where I take the track, whether I make changes to it. So during the pandemic, it was like building the track, seeing what I was going to do with it. And then me and my management team, we sat down and we spoke about it. And I think we made the best call to wait, because now with everything open, I can go out there and I can hit it to the audiences. And I think it has a better impact that way. It accompanies what I think is my biggest asset, which is the live show that I put on. Yeah.
It sounds that you've really taken this single Bad Bad with you on the road. So we're assuming that you've played it live multiple times by now?
Yeah, multiple times. So it all started in like WRTL in 2021 when I got the show. And I was about to like debut all these new songs that I had for the first time to an audience which knew all my old stuff. And I think that was the biggest, most nerve-wracking thing. But testing out that first show, like we did 2 sets, and to get like a standing ovation after the first set, itself was crazy for me. I was like, okay, I'm on the right path. People like the new stuff. And I just want to trust myself, you know what I mean? Mm. And so I've been taking it out, playing it to audiences, done a few like full band shows to big crowds, just did Fat Dollar Music the other day. Yeah, it was sick. It's been sick. The response has been sick. People have been having fun. I'm just lucky to take my music and play in front of people, you know?
Awesome, man. Do you produce your own music?
Yeah. So I work together with, for example, with Nick, who also goes as Monk for this song, Bad Bad. Nick produced the beat, and then I went in, and then we sat together, and then we made changes, added instrumentation on it. I wanted those funk synth lines at the back. I wanted certain parts to be darker, the subs to be, you know, more brighter, and these kind of things. So, and then I also work with another producer who I call my right-hand man, Mr. Ross Farron. And I also work with another producer, Ice Guy, as well. So these three are like my go-tos right now, because I think they, in terms of the sound I want, these guys are the ones that I've picked out and see that it's the most close to what I want. And yeah, it's just about mixing and matching, and it's like a massive collaborative effort with like my brothers.
Speaking of collaborative effort, when it comes to songwriting, do you prefer to write alone or in a room filled with people, which of course is a very hip-hop thing? What are your thoughts on this?
I think it depends on the song. So certain songs come about, like, for example, I have this song called Carole Baskin, and that's a slower one. That one I wrote on the couch as soon as I got like this draft, raw piano drum beat from Ross. That I wrote in like an hour and a half as soon as I got the beat. Cereal and Milk, I wrote in the studio with Ice Guy. Like, I have this song called Love Struck, is this new one. I wrote that song while waiting for my friend to go up and play at Pisco. So I just took his guitar and I was jamming out. And then I got the riff for it and I was like, hey. And I went to the valet. I put my phone on record and I was recording the draft of the melody that I came up with there. Wrote it out to a song, and then yeah, it just comes from crazy, crazy places. Like, so the next single is a song called Paid For. I wrote the guitar riff for that via voice note in the car park of my apartment. Certain songs come at where they're supposed to come. Yeah.
What about Bad Bad? Can you tell us a bit more about that track? Did it start from the beat, the lyrics, or the melody?
I got the beat first. I got the beat from Monk. And then the beat came, and then I just sat down and I vibed with it. So I wrote the verses first, and then I had both the verses written down, and I didn't have a chorus. And I was just vibing with it, and I think it took a couple of sessions. We tried out a whole bunch of different stuff, and I was like, you know what? I want this to be as simple and direct as possible. And I want it to be as sing-along as possible, more of an anthem kind of thing. And I was like, okay, let's make it simple. Hey, bae, bae, ooh. Yeah.
Call and response with the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. Just like a call and response. And I think even in a club, like, you don't want something that's overly complex. Mm-mm. And I wanted to have a song which could play in a club, you know, because most of the other stuff was very live. You played at like a retro party, and Cereal and Milk is more like a hangout, chill out vibe song, or wake up in the morning kind of song. And this one, I wanted it to be like night, grimy, dirty. And I think at that point of time, like when you're in the club, you're not thinking too much about it. You're just vibing to it. Yeah, that's what I was going for. So yeah, Bad Bad.
Your ability to sing rap makes you versatile enough to float over any beat, right? Some call it melodic rap. Have you always rapped in the past?
I started off rapping. In my whole journey into the music thing, I remember I used to be so scared to sing because I thought I had such a like weird voice. And then I was hanging out with a bunch of rappers at that time, Tagmatic, Ego, and all these guys. And I just was like, okay, I'm going to try and rap first. I've always been into rap. And I just dive into it. And then I think that gave me the confidence to like slowly come out there and sing. Once I started singing, people like Jin would tell me like, yo, you should just mix the both together. And I think at that point of time, I was still trying to figure out how I was going to merge the both, like the singing and the rapping, and put it in my own way and my own spin. So then the whole Riot Jones thing starts, and that's a lot more singing and funky and soulful. And I was like, okay, I have the elements that I like here, that I'm most comfortable with here. And then how do I inject what I want to do into it? So for example, even a song like Dancing Shoes, which I released back then with Riot, it's kind of singy rappy. Even if you hear it, it's like, say I really want to get with you, but a pimp don't need that. My feet on fire though, but the funk gon' feed that. Finest chicks with the freshest pairs and the baddest stairs, come on. So it's like very singy rappy. And then I was like, okay, I see where I can go with this. And then Jin, I remember this Jin pointing me in the direction of Anderson Park back then, and then Jin was like, there you go, that is where you can take this. And I was like, damn, for the first time I really got to see everything that I want, like that the soul, that funk, that groove, with the hip-hop elements, with the soul elements, with the Motown elements. And I was like, okay, I have my picture. Now I can go in a direction. I can feel confident that this is an accepted sound. This is a sound that people are going to like and gravitate to. So yeah, that's how it came to.
The music video for the single Bad Bad also drops tomorrow. What can you share with us about that music video?
That women kick butt. I think it's a draw on like old mafioso kind of themes. Like I took it like from a very like classic Hollywood kind of vibe where we're in negotiation of a deal. And then there's this kick-ass heroine, you know, like she, the guy is just part of the plan, and the actual badass is the woman in the video. But it's just a song about really badass women.
Bring us behind the scenes. How long did it take to shoot the video?
It took about start to end. We started at 7 at night and finished at about 8 a.m. So about like 12 hours, 12 solid hours. It was like several teams working on several things, and it was wild, man. It was a long tiring day, but it was worth it. I felt really cool. Like to go to the shoot and see everything set up, the crew, and I'm just grateful to be able to do stuff like that. We're already in the plans for the second song. Already like mix mastered that track. Now we're just playing the video for that one. Yeah, I think I held on to music for way too long. Now it's just about releasing. I'm ready to release. I've got like the first three planned, Bad Bad, and the next one paid for. And then deciding what the third one is, but I've got like a track in store. So it's just a matter of just dropping at this point. As much music as I can.
Now, before we let you go, are you still a believer of EPs and albums? Because these days, it's all about releasing singles. And to be fair, it seems more logical to just release singles. But what about you?
I think, like nowadays, it's a lot more logical to drop singles directly, right? Because then you get to test your audience. The investment is so heavy for an album. But I definitely plan on dropping, probably, if I can, drop 5 singles and then add another 5 to the album and then make it 10 and then drop the album like that. But because I also still romanticize the idea of albums, you know, like the classics. Everyone I look up to has an album. And so I like the idea of the concept album. I have the concept of a Welcome to St. Kylo, like taking inspiration from Gnarls Barkley's St. Elsewhere, you know. And so welcome to this new me, this new place, this new where I'm at. And so the concept is Welcome to St. Kylo, and I will drop that album eventually.
For our listeners out there, St. Kylo, who wants to know more about your future releases and stuff like that, where's the best place to go?
I think any of my social media platforms on Instagram, S-A-I-N-T full stop K-Y-L-O, St. Kylo. Same on Twitter, Facebook. But Instagram will be my most active platform. I post everything there. So just come by and like enjoy the ride in the show.
Congrats once again on the debut single, Bad Bad. Thanks so much for being on the show, man.
Thank you so much, brother. Take care, man.
We've been speaking to St. Kylo about his debut single. It's called Bad Bad, out now on all streaming platforms. The music video premieres tomorrow, but to get you excited for it, let's play that single, Bad Bad, by St. Kylo, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
So I conquer, yeah, she really signed a box with that booty like it's positive. She know that power, yeah, she keep it eyes on Howard. What she run a trump tie, she a bougie flower.
Coming fresh like a shower, and she be f***ing on her power, and she be charging by that hour. She got me acting like she Lawa, and she run a general, cause she know that sell, yeah, she always keep me up, and I know them dollars well, and she swapping on the feeling. Susan Price is willing, she running up them charges and taxes on her bill. She good when she bad, she paid for with the head. She a vision bend over, climb over, riding in your Maybach. But she got a rose.
She a bad, bad girl. 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 She a bad, bad girl.
If the city never sleeps,
then I hope I never do right. But if I do, so I keep it on the low light. You close your eyes and you're hoping for a fair fight. We could get ourselves a white girl for a good night. Wrap ourselves in our sheets like a Klondike. Watch you turn a straight white girl to a blind. Taste the fam sauce, call it limelight. Bite into the hot bug, girl, you know you damn right. Ooh, you know, would you mind, I swear. How you counting down the dollars in your mind, I swear. The way you move, got me thinking God is real. And our vision's real blurred, cause we hide. And this chemistry is secret, but mine is weird. I know it's confidential, we don't kiss and tear. Your man ain't gotta know, cause lies don't say. You a whole ass snack, I got a happy meal. Ah,